بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وآل آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and this is another one of our short audio reminders. Today I wanted to talk with you brothers and sisters about أهمية الدراسة الصحيحة لكيفية الدعاء, the importance of studying, or the correct study of how we go about making dua. Because this is a very important topic. Unfortunately, a lot of us, we've been Muslim for years upon years upon years. And if we sit back and think, no one's ever really taught us how to make dua. This is something that should anger us. Because of the fact that we know that there are many ayat and many ahadith about the importance of dua. Dua is a huge part of our worship. No one has ever taught us about how to correctly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a huge part of our religion, has been missing for all of these years. It's correct. Someone could say, okay, well listen, I make dua however I want. Yes, you can. But if it was that simple and that easy, would the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam have spent so much time teaching his companions different supplications? And not only that, but teaching them the best ways to make dua. This is how important this situation was, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam not only taught them different supplications to make and when to make them, but he taught them and sat them down and taught them how to make these different supplications. And this is something that we haven't learned. We need to understand that dua is an important part of the life of the Muslim. There are many ahadith, like that hadith that all of us have heard a million and one times, that was reported by Abu Dawood, as well as Imam al-Tirmidhi and al-Hakim. That hadith that states, الدُّعَى هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ, that الدُّعَى or supplication, it is ibadah. It is the worship. This is not something that we can continue being negligent about. Sit down and ask yourself, out of the last hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, the last day, how much of that time have you spent making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of that time have you spent supplicating to the Lord of the worlds, the only one that can make things happen or not happen, bring upon good or save you from evil? How much time have you actually spent asking Allah for assistance and His help and His provisions and His mercy and His rahmah? And if you think about it, you be honest with yourselves, it's been very little time. As a matter of fact, we've probably asked other people for more than we've asked Allah for in that amount of time. Do we find this to be correct? We're of those people who say that we are al-mutadayyinun. We're the religious people that are living by Islam. And we're asking everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the majority of what we need, for what we need. This is because this issue of making dua and supplicating to Allah is not that important to us, because we haven't been taught it. We haven't been taught its importance. We haven't been taught its kayfiyah, or the way we go about doing it. And we haven't been taught what it is that we say in our supplications. And this has to change. We need to begin to demand that these people that are busying us from Allah and His remembrance and calling on Him and supplicating Him and busying us with individuals and busying us with fitna and busying us with all of those things that may do nothing but cause Allah to be angry with us and causing us to talk about and dislike and hate one another after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pulled us from the brink of the hellfire and guided us to His land. These people that are spreading fitna amongst us, we need to demand that they stop this and call us to those things that are going to give us life and success in this life as well as in the hereafter. And we need to begin and demand that they begin with teaching us the importance of calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teaching us the correct mannerisms in which we can do it. Because we know that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he taught the people that there are things that you can do that will be a hajib or a barrier between you and having your dua accepted. We need to know what these things are. We need to know when we call on Allah and ask Him for things, what are those things that will make our dua less likely to be answered? And what are those things that will make our dua more likely to be answered? Because there's none of us right now, we think about it, that aren't in dire need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He has to offer us. And being as though this is the case, we should want to put ourselves in a position in which our dua are going to be accepted. We should want that we're in a situation where we're constantly able to be worshiping Allah. And what worship is easier than making dua to Him, supplicating to Him, and remembering Him? What better a reminder than us supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a regular basis? And look at this hadith that we just mentioned. And dua hu al-ibadah, that the dua, it in itself is the ibadah. We need to leave off the foolishness and those people who are calling us to foolishness and remembering other than Allah when we should be remembering Allah. We need to be demanding that these people, they turn to calling us to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obligation that we have to call upon Him. And all of the good that's going to come from calling upon Him, and as we said a minute ago, teaching us the correct way that we need to call upon Him by way of. And this is something else that we need to keep in mind. Because us making dua to Allah is not an option. It's not something that we can do when we get done talking about individuals, looking at individual situations, judging individuals. But it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with in all times, at all places, wherever we may be, whatever we may be doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with this. In Surah Al-Ghafir, which is Surah number 40, and Ayah number 60, Allah ta'ala, He says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ إِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and your Lord, He said, call upon me, I will answer you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ إِبَادَتِي. Listen to this. Verily those who are too arrogant and turn away from my worship. What worship is He talking about here? This dua that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has just commanded us with. He said, verily those who are too arrogant and turn away from my worship, then they will enter into the Jahannam, dakhirin, in humiliation. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this type of worship, or this worship, when we turn away from it, as we've been doing all this time, whether it be out of ignorance, or on purpose? What is this worship again? Dua. He said, those people who turn away from my ibadah, they will enter into the Jahannam Dakhirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this and not make us from amongst those people who turn away from calling upon Him at all times and in all places for all reasons, so that we don't be of these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us will enter into the Jahannam Dakhirin, the hellfire and humiliation. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. And again, brothers and sisters, this is just a small reminder that we have to get on the ball when we talk about calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing it correctly. We need to demand that we're taught the importance and reminded of constantly the importance of making this dua and taught the correct way to do it so that our dua is more likely to be answered and so that we can stay away from those things that cause that hijab or that barrier to come between us and having our dua answered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct our affairs and make us of those who turn to Him regularly and supplicate to Him regularly as we've been commanded, and save us from being of those who are humiliated in the hereafter. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.